From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. The U.S. will send 560 more troops to Iraq to help shape the fight to retake the city of Mosul from the Islamic State. Secretary of Defense Ash Carter made the announcement Monday in Baghdad, where he is meeting Iraqi leaders and his commanders on the ground about the next steps in the campaign.
In connection with my meetings in Iraq, we continue to look for ways to further accelerate, as we have already in many ways, the campaign to deliver ISIL a lasting defeat in Iraq and Syria. We're looking for opportunities to do more. We're prepared to do more.
A senior U.S. defense official says the Iraqi forces' recent seizure of Kiyara's airbase near Mosul marks the completion of the coalition's first 10 plays toward defeating the Islamic State. There is relative calm in the U.S. Monday, after a weekend of protests sparked by the recent shooting deaths of two African-American men by police in the states of Louisiana and Minnesota. President Barack Obama is calling on Americans to mutually respect fellow citizens after the recent days of violence.
In a movement like Black Lives Matter, there's always going to be some folks who say things that are stupid or imprudent or overgeneralize or are harsh. And I don't think that you can hold well-meaning activists who are doing the right thing and peacefully protesting responsible for everything that is uttered at a protest.
President Obama will visit Dallas Tuesday as the U.S. tries to get through the hate-filled killing of five police officers there and the wounding of seven others. The lone gunman was killed by police. This is